Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll or a night out. A gentle breeze is keeping things comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump briefs Netanyahu on American moves in Gulf in phone call after U.S. renews strikes on Iran. That's from the Jerusalem Post, reported 1 hour ago. Also, veterans of the Entebbe raid plan to boycott the state ceremony marking 50 years since the rescue. This comes from the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, the Prime Minister's office confirms that Trump updated Netanyahu on activities in the Gulf. Israel Hayom reported this 3 hours ago. Separately, Israel and Lebanon moved to the implementation phase of a framework agreement, according to a U.S. official. JNS provided this update 4 hours ago. And finally, ACMA takes the stand for the final day of hearings on anti-Semitic and hateful content in the media. This story comes from the Australian Jewish News, just 42 minutes ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Avi Kanner, a commentator, mentioned mysterious explosions at Iranian sites, noting they are not from the US. This was posted just minutes ago. Yainet Global highlights a cultural evolution. Soccer players' partners, once known as WAGs, have become fashion stars in their own right. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, shared that Israel provided intel to the US, indicating an Iranian plan to target President Trump. Let's go deeper, starting with the call between Trump and Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post reports that the discussion revolved around recent American military actions in the Gulf. Trump also received a warning from Netanyahu against approving an F-35 deal with Turkey. The call underscores ongoing tensions in the region, affecting both military and diplomatic landscapes. Turning to the Entebbe raid veterans boycott, according to the Times of Israel, dozens of veterans expressed discontent with Netanyahu's participation, claiming he uses them as political props. The boycott reflects broader dissatisfaction among some military figures with current leadership, potentially impacting public perception of the government. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's office has confirmed details of the Trump-Netanyahu discussion. Israel Hayom notes that an official American source revealed that a pilot area in the Israel-Lebanon framework agreement will begin soon. This aligns with ongoing efforts to stabilize the region, demonstrating international cooperation. In related news, the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon is moving forward. JNS reports that the U.S. brokered deal will see Hezbollah forces withdrawn from southern Lebanon. The Lebanese armed forces will take over, aiming to reduce tensions and foster stability in a historically volatile area. And finally, the Australian Jewish News covers the ACMA hearings. This final day focused on addressing anti-Semitic content in media, highlighting the ongoing struggle against hate speech. The outcome could influence future media regulations, aiming to protect communities from harmful narratives. On the economic front, first, the real estate sector in Tel Aviv is showing recovery signs. Ma'ariv Business reports more activity in sales offices and less fear among buyers following an interest rate cut. Separately, Ondas has acquired Design for $876 million. C-Tech details this as part of a strategic expansion, marking their largest acquisition yet as they enhance their autonomous defense offerings. And finally, the government has unveiled an incentive model for foreign companies in Israel. Walla Business describes this as a shift towards more complex investments, intending to attract global giants and stimulate local economic growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.